April 13th through 19th. Mosiah chapters 1 through 3. Filled with love towards God and all men. As you read Mosiah chapters 1 through 3, pray to know how you can help the children you teach understand the important truths King Benjamin taught. Record the insights that come to you from the Holy Ghost. Invite sharing. Show the picture of King Benjamin teaching. Found in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families. Ask the children to share what they know about this picture. Teach the doctrine. Younger children. Mosiah chapters 2 through 3. When I serve others, I am serving God. What will you do to help the children understand that serving others is also a way to serve God? Possible activities. Let the children take turns wearing a crown. This week's activity page has an example. And standing on a chair or stool to pretend to be King Benjamin. They can do this while you share some of the things that King Benjamin taught his people, found in Mosiah chapters 2 through 3. See also chapter 12, King Benjamin, Book of Mormon Stories, pages 32 through 35, or the corresponding video on churchofjesuschrist.org. Invite the children to repeat the following sentence a few words at a time as they clap each syllable with you. When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God. See Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. Repeat this until the children have learned some or all of the words. Testify that when we help others, we are also helping Heavenly Father and Jesus and making them happy. Ask the children to share ways they can help others. Help the children trace their hands on a piece of paper and draw something they can do to serve their families. Sing together a song about service, such as, When We're Helping. See Children's Songbook, page 198. Mosiah chapter 2, verses 19 through 25. All of my blessings come from Heavenly Father. As the children recognize God as the source of all their blessings, they will be humble and thankful. Possible activities. Explain that King Benjamin taught that all of our blessings come from Heavenly Father. Invite the children to listen for a blessing Heavenly Father has given us as you read Mosiah chapter 2, verse 21. What other blessings has Heavenly Father given us? How can we show that we are thankful for these things? See Mosiah chapter 2, verse 22. Play a game in which the children pass around an object as they sing a song about gratitude or listen to one. See gratitude in the topics index of the children's songbook. Stop singing or stop the music periodically and invite whoever is holding the object to share a blessing he or she is grateful for. Mosiah chapter 3, verses 1 through 20. I believe in Jesus Christ. An angel told King Benjamin important truths about the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. Look in these verses for truths about Jesus that you feel are important for the children to learn. Possible activities. Display pictures of some of the events mentioned in Mosiah chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. See, for instance, Gospel Art Book, Numbers 30, 41, 42, 57, and 59. Ask the children what is happening in the pictures and help them as needed. Slowly read Mosiah chapter 3, verses 5 through 10, and invite the children to raise their hands when you read about something in one of the pictures. Invite the children to share other things that they know Jesus did when he was on the earth. Draw a sun at the top of the board to represent heaven. Draw several paths that lead to different places around the board, but only one path that leads to heaven. Ask the children to find that path and place a picture of Jesus on it. Read Mosiah chapter 3, verse 17, and testify that following Jesus Christ is the only way to return to Heavenly Father. Teach the doctrine, older children. Mosiah chapter 2, verses 11 through 18. When I serve others, I am also serving God. How can you help the children learn from King Benjamin's example of service? Possible activities. Show the children a picture of King Benjamin teaching his people. See this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families, or Gospel Art Book number 74. Help the children search Mosiah chapter 2, verses 11 through 18, to find out what King Benjamin did to serve. Why did he serve his people? Why should we serve each other? Write on the board phrases from Mosiah chapter 2, verses 16 through 17, with some words missing. Invite the children to look in the scriptures for the missing words. Ask them to explain what these verses mean to them. Invite them to share experiences when others have served them or they have served others. How did these experiences make them feel? Give the children strips of paper to write down ways they can serve their family members, and give each child a bag to place the papers in. Encourage the children to pick a strip of paper out of the bag each day and do that act of service for someone. Mosiah chapter 2, verses 15 through 24. I should not boast about my service and my good works. Think about how you can help the children you teach understand that our service should be inspired by our love for others and for God. Possible activities. Invite the children to share how they would define the word boast, or help them find the definition in a dictionary. Help them search Mosiah chapter 2, verses 15 through 24, looking for reasons why King Benjamin did not boast about his service to others. Why should we serve others? After the children share their ideas, help them understand that we should seek to serve others because we love them and God, not so that we will look good to others. Ask the children to share situations in which someone might boast or brag about something. Why is it wrong to boast in those situations? Invite them to use counsel from King Benjamin's speech in Mosiah chapter 2, verses 15 through 24, to help them with their answers. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19. Jesus Christ cleanses me from sin and helps me become a saint. In order to become like our Heavenly Father, we need more than cleansing from our sins. Our hearts must change. As King Benjamin taught, we need to overcome our sinful desires and become saints through the Savior's atonement. Possible activities. Draw two people on the board, one to represent the natural man and another to represent a saint. You may need to define these terms. Read together Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19, and invite the children to find changes that the natural man needs to make in order to become a saint. What other words and phrases might the children need help understanding? Have the children you teach ever helped their parents prepare food using a recipe? If so, you might invite them to use Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19 to come up with a recipe for how we can become like Jesus Christ. Why is the atonement of Jesus Christ the most important ingredient? Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to use this week's activity page to share with their families or friends how they are going to follow King Benjamin's example and serve others. Improving our teaching. Children benefit from repetition. Don't be afraid to repeat activities multiple times, especially with younger children. Repetition will help the children remember what they learn.